This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Variety recently did a profile on John Williams, the composer, who, by the way, turned 92 this year.
He's 92.
He's still with us, still rocking. I'm not sure how much composing he's doing at 92.
I know we had a massive debate over the best cereal, but I feel like people could probably get into a pretty spirited debate about the greatest movie soundtrack scores that he put together. I mean, the dude is just, he's crushed it.
Jaws, Star Wars, Harry Potter, Jurassic Park.
Harry Potter?
Yes.
I'm not a Harry Potter head, so. Are you Harry Potter heads or Harry Potter heads?
I don't know. They're non-muggles. I know that.
Yeah. So what's the Harry Potter? Is this it right here?
Yes.
Oh, so this was him.
Yeah.
Well, you can't knock it out of the park every time, I guess. Did it get better?
When I was in, middle school, we actually performed like a John Williams medley where we did like the theme to Jaws, we did the theme to Star Wars, we did the theme to Jurassic Park.
Your school band?
Yeah, our school band did like kind of a tribute to his work. And that was 20-something years ago.
That seems pretty ambitious for a high school.
It was awesome. Well, we were very talented musicians.
Great. I would like to talk to the parents and see what they thought of it.
So in this article that Variety put together, Harrison Ford actually revealed how hard it is for him to escape the Indiana Jones theme. He said it follows him around wherever he goes.
This is a good theme.
Epic.
This might be, this has to be a top five for John Williams.
So Harrison Ford said, quote, "As I often remind John, his music follows me everywhere I go. Literally. When I had my last colonoscopy, they were playing it on the operating room speakers."
Okay, I think that's hilarious.
That's amazing.
Somebody has a good sense of humor. Probably a lot of the doctors do, but I never thought about that they play music while they're performing anything.
No, I wouldn't think that at all. Is that normal?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Have you had a colonoscopy yet?
I need to go get one, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, especially after this conversation. Can we pick a song to play while we're getting a call? Did he wake up and he heard the Indiana Jones theme song?
I would think so. You know, it's funny. Like, I'm just being reminded of, like, when I went in to have my baby, and I was like, yeah, we should have, like, a special playlist. And then the last thing I wanted was to hear any music at all. I'm like, it's not going to distract me. It's just going to annoy me.
It's kind of like when you get stressed while driving, you have to turn your radio off because that somehow makes it less stressful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking now. I don't need this music.
Turn this down.
I think I got the ultimate song to play if I'm getting a colonoscopy.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you guys could guess what it is.
The Butthole Surfers.
That's right. That's the band name. The song's Pepper. The band's called the Butthole Surfers.
That's perfect.
Right?
I mean, I think when you do go get your colonoscopy, that should be your request.
Can we make... I know when I go into a float tank, I can request a song.
What?
I don't know if I can request a song at a colonoscopy.
What if they played your walk-in music from when you wrestle?
That would be pretty awesome.
I mean, that's essentially what Harrison Ford was dealing with.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Would that be yours?
No. I was thinking for you, man.
Can I just say?
Yes.
I hate to admit this, but I have had a colonoscopy.
You had? Did you listen to?
They did not ask what I wanted to be played. And I'm bummed out that they didn't.
But when you get a colonoscopy, they put you all the way out, right?
Oh, absolutely. The last thing I remember, they were like, what are you going to eat after this?
And I was like, because you're starving because you've had to empty your pipes.
Yes.
That's crazy. Yes.
You got to drink that stuff that's like chalky, right?
Yep. A lot of it. I was up all night drinking it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want to do one. But I want to do it with like Danny. Like we both go together. And then we have like a mobile podcast studio set up and then record a podcast after we do it. Because I hear you say like the dumbest S when you come through. And sometimes it's just like ridiculous stuff or just like stuff where you're like, what the hell are you saying? Like, what's coming out of your mouth right now? And it's just like, because you're not 100% back yet.
Of course not.
And I think it would be hilarious if two people got a colonoscopy at the same time. But this would be good team bonding.
Yeah.
You guys could come too.
I'll drive you guys. You have to have a driver.
Yeah,
I'll be the driver.
And we would be the filmers.
Because
we would film you too.
You could be our producers of the colonoscopy podcast.
That's honestly one of my favorite parts about when my husband has gotten his two colonoscopies now, is they put the pictures together of the insides. And I'm like, I kind of liked to look at...
Like a scrapbook?
Yeah. I mean, not like a scrapbook, but like, you know, in your My Chart or whatever, they give you like a printout of all the photos of your
innards. Yeah, I'm not clicking on that link.
So wait,
it's kind of fun to look at.
In your mind, is this podcast a reoccurring podcast?
Every week we have to get a colonoscopy because, you know, in order to have a popular podcast, you have to do it every week.
And then what we'll do is we'll post the photos and you have to guess whose bowels they are, Steve's or Danny's.
No, see, not Taryn. Let the boys talk here. We're not going down that road. That's just crazy talk. All right, maybe we do it monthly.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, deal.
Right, maybe it's a once a year podcast.
Once
a year. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah.
And plus, but then you don't just drop us off. You have to sit there the entire time. Like that's it's like almost asking somebody to help you move. Like you're stuck with them for all
day. Do you think they'd let us into like the room and we could wear the scrubs and the hairnet and all that and be part of it?
You want to watch
it
actually happen?
Well, like in
you need to take
screen.
Video.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just taking video after you guys. I don't really want to take video of it happening.
Now we need to find like a colonoscopy clinic. Is that what I mean? I don't know, like the colonoscopy place that will allow us, Danny and I, to go together. I don't know if they do like, you know, tandem colonoscopies.
But you know what I'm thinking? It's very important.
Imagine us both in the same room.
It's very
important. Holding hands.
It's very important to elevate, you know, how critical it is to take care of the human body. So I feel like this is a very good, PSA. Get your colonoscopy.
This might be one of those ideas that just kind of like lie there on the idea room and never get picked back up again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.